I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello High Rollers is an adventure set in D&D hell, so will almost certainly contain adult content. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of...
Was it?
Oh, I remember. It's Hello High Rollers.
Yay! Yay!
Wonderful. My name is David Hearn.
Jinx.
Did you just try and jinx me on purpose, Chris?
Jinx. Well, good luck with the podcast.
No, David.
Thank you. My name is David Hearn, and I am your GM. That's all you need to know about me. Ellie Morris, I'd like to know a few things about you, please.
Oh, hi. I'm Ellie. I play Ghoul the Mushroom from the James Woods. I had a fact about Ghoul this morning as I was travelling here on the tube train.
You peasant.
I am, but in between the time of being on the tube train and being in this chair, I've forgotten what it is.
Oh.
So this is a lesson to always write down your ideas.
That's a good fact.
Otherwise, they will slip away
it's
from you.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Chris.
Hello! My name is Chris Leask, and I play the character of Glubrick Bumbledung. And Glubrick is a manatee. So I thought I'd find some similarities between Glubrick and a manatee. So here we go.
Okay.
They both enjoy moving at a leisurely pace.
Nice. Okay.
They can both hold their breath underwater.
Yes.
Glubrick's skin is tough and wrinkled, just like a manatee.
Aww.
Yeah. A manatee is known as a sea cow. Glubrick was once mistaken for a cow. They both enjoy a belly rub.
Oh.
Yeah, and they both have strong opinions on regulations governing rivers and lakes.
Yeah.
Very good. So, you know, dude, maybe he doesn't want to change back. Maybe he feels comfortable as a manatee.
Well, he can anytime. Ghoul's got the power.
That's true. Actually, you can change them into anything.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm so powerful.
Yeah, it's also
like an unwilling creature, but if you're willing, you don't even have to roll a save for it.
Guys, what do you want to be?
I know, this is exciting.
How many spell slots you got though at that level? You might only have limited.
Not many. Yeah. Not many.
I might have to drop the D&D rule hammer on you, mate.
Yeah, no, you can.
Hello, I'm Adam Megiddo, and I play the role of Eric Sanguinius, the human necromancer who lives alone in the high-vis tower in the Rodney Marsh. Before Eric died, he was working on an invention of great power.
Yes,
we don't know what it is, because it's lost in his post-death memory. But he was working on a number of inventions. He fancied himself an amateur inventor. One of his inventions is a way of keeping wizards' material components in a really effective bag, which became known as the Componenaut.
No.
You might notice sometimes Eric refers to his Componenaut.
Componenaut.
Oh, Componenaut.
Oh, he should copyright the concept.
Well, there are all sorts of things that Eric should do.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate.
Hello, I'm Henry Shields, and I play Henley Whispers, aka Harriet Shrubman.
It's a risky one.
It's a risky one.
Yeah.
Very risky.
Yeah. Human Ranger, Wild Reaver, what a tangled web we weaver. Henley sleeps in a web.
He does? Like what? Like does. Not he like a hammock? Like
no, he sleeps in a... Well, it's like a hammock, but it's a web. He weaves it himself. He weaves the tangled web we weave, and he sleeps in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
no,
what
I can imagine.
Made out of?
It's just made out of string, I think.
Okay. But it's still pretty good to like hold the weight of a human.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
He's made a string net hammock web thing that he sleeps in. He just likes to go to bed and pretend he's a spider.
But also Henley's scared of that.
Well, everything. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing.
You are scared
he's
of
trying
spiders,
to be the change he sees in the world.
Oh my days, this is all working out really well. This is nice.
It's all going to tie together.
It will. It better.
You see, I'm doing a master plan. 50 different things that are all going to come together in a
imagine
woven together like a tangled web we weave.
And the only person that can understand it is Henry Shields.
Yep.
And let's begin the next episode of Hell or High Roller. We last left the Happy Boys in Lady Sub-Zero Susan's Ice Palace. You had suggested that it would be prudent for her to potentially wed Archdevil Thunden Earthrunner. Mm. The Happy Boys reunited outside of the library where you'd had that conversation with Lady Susan, and Thunden walked past you into the library and closed the doors and began those negotiations with Lady Sub-Zero Susan. Now, I'm just going to fast forward this in time. That's what I'm going to do, because that chat's happening about military aid and what, you know, it's like diplomatic, and I'm not going to play, I'm not going to improvise both of those parts while we all listen to that. So,
is there any romance? Yeah. It's not, you don't think it's a romantic thing at all.
I think for both of them it is, but it's also like a marriage of, like, I think...
Convenience.
I think Lady Sub-Zero is looking for romance. Yeah. Like, that's what she wants, right? Mm. And, like, Thunder's not adverse to that, but at the same time, you know, perhaps her heart is elsewhere.
I think it might be.
Oh, it's very Game of Thrones, Downton Abbey. It's all.
It's all of them. Very it's late. All of your best TV shows are in this podcast, people. So you guys have, in a somber fashion, you have retired to your quarters. The top button of your shirt is undone. The tie is loose. It's
And I'm just sitting in the corner as a manatee with my fin in a bucket of water.
You've like hoisted yourself up the stairs.
Yeah, kind of like winking at the others to come and rub my belly. And come on.
Blue Brick, I think it's time you turn back now. Really, I can only do this spell for an hour.
And I'm trying to flop away. Like, he's comfortable.
I know you like it in there, buddy, but it's time to come back to reality now. Are you ready?
I sympathize. It is easier to be an animal and have no feelings.
Oh, Eric, it'll be all right.
But to know that she is going back to another plane and I will never see her again, I
why don't you bounce on his belly to cheer you up?
Very good. I'll try that.
Eric, what? Morosely
bouncing
on the belly of a manatee.
Like a really unhappy child at a trampoline party.
And then, I think maybe the spell runs out.
In mid-bounce.
Sorry, Glibrick.
Oh, it's all right.
Glibrick, you're back!
I am back. I heard what you were saying, my little manatee ears.
Yes.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, but you know, you've got us.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got us, and you've got Tiz.
That's right, I do. I have a crab in a bag.
So everything's going to be okay here.
Very well. What is she doing? What is she doing now?
Is that Eric asking Dave?
Oh, yeah, it was very unclear.
Maybe.
You've got to look down.
Dave, what's she doing now?
So she's still in the Holdsworth. Yeah, he's coming in and give you updates every few hours. But you are kind of brought back to out of your kind of somber mood with the sound of a Zeppelin. An airship is approaching the castle. And on the side of the airship is an emblazoned symbol of like a tree, like the tree of life. So it's Thunden's insignia. Holdsworth enters the room.
It is time for the Lady Thunden Earthrunner to leave us.
What?
She will be on the Zeppelin heading back to Mineros.
Oh.
Thank you for your service, Happy Boys, a.k.a. Sebastian.
Thank you. What, does that mean that the marriage is not happening?
No, the marriage is happening, but she can't stay on this layer.
Oh, I see.
She must return to the front lines.
A long-distance relationship kind of thing. A bit of seaweed comes out of my mouth. Sorry, I'm still having some effects from the manatee.
Where did you get the seaweed from? Just like all manatees have seaweed in them.
So it's going to be like a long-distance relationship?
Yes, in the short term, yes, until the war effort is resolved.
Right.
Okay. And Ghoul goes to the window. Can we see the Zeppelin?
Yeah, the Zeppelin's coming into land.
Okay. Well, I look down. Can I see Thundun?
What, walking out?
Yeah, like how close are we to liftoff?
Very close, yeah. She's walking out. She's getting on the Zeppelin.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I cast Phantom Steed.
Oh, what?
What the hell is that? Phantom Steed?
Yeah.
Oh, that is putting on his glasses. This is exciting.
You guys all have these spells.
Phantom Steed, a large quasi-real horse-like creature appears on the ground. It has a speed of 100 feet, can travel 10 miles in an hour, 13 miles at a fast pace. Anyway, I'm getting on it and I'm going straight for the Zeppelin.
What?
Goodbye, happy boys. My heart is with her. I cannot live in hell without her.
What?
And I cannot escape hell without her. My heart and heaven is with her. Goodbye.
Eric!
Good luck. Goodbye.
Wait, is he leaping out of the window down?
Yeah. Very romantic Jane Austen hero style. I get on my Phantom Steed and my steed is going straight for the Zeppelin. I'm going to join Thundun and I'm going to leave. I'm going to consign myself to the third layer of hell with her for eternity.
I'm just going to sprint after him.
I'm going to cast Misty Step.
Oh,
okay,
great.
So I disappear in a puff of smoke and I reappear on the horse in front of Eric, facing him, like straddling the horse.
Okay.
So I'm sort of like face nose to nose with Eric.
Okay, can I just confirm before we proceed with that? Has Eric jumped out the window
on
the horse?
So.
Yes.
How high were we?
That I'm about to find out.
I'm picturing it was like, we were overlooking a courtyard, so kind of a couple of stories up.
Not as romantic as you think when you're just shattering a horse's legs.
Yeah. it's a phantom steed. It will just fade away once I get to where I need to go.
Okay, I just rolled to see how high up you are, the guest quarters are. They are 80 feet.
That's a long way.
So you take a D6 of damage for every 10 feet.
In that case, as we're sailing through the air and I see Henley in front of me on the horse, I grab hold of him and I cast Fly.
So you now got Fly?
Yeah, I should have done that in the first place. I basically thought the steed was more romantic.
It was.
And
I also didn't
realise we're 100 feet up in the air. But it was a rush of romantic blood to the head.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I cling on to Eric in a sort of koala cuddle.
Yeah, and I cast Fly and we're heading towards the Zeppelin. I say, Henley, I will put you down on the ground, but you cannot stop me. I must be with the woman I love.
No, Eric, this is foolish. What are you doing? And as we're having this conversation, the horse has dropped away beneath us and just smashed onto the
ground. Oh, God. Okay, well, I think Ghoul has run down the stairs. He's going the normal way down. Hopefully it's going to pop out any minute onto the courtyard as well.
Eric, what are you thinking?
Why would you try and come between me and the woman that I love? Hell is without her. With her, I at least can live.
I can't let you do this. What are you going to do? Go to her lair and be some sort of subservient concubine? A secret manslave?
Well, you've escalated the situation pretty quickly. But
she's getting married to an archdevil.
Yes, and I need to be there to help her. I cannot abandon her to her fate.
But Eric, what about abandoning us?
Shouting from the stairwell.
Well, you'll be all right. You've made it through 7 layers so far. You've only got 2 more to go. You don't need me. Now, please, let me go. Otherwise, I will let you go and drop you to the ground, Henley Whispers.
We've only made it this far because we've had you with us. We can't do this without you.
And you've arrived at the Zeppelin.
Okay, we set down on the ground.
And there are some, like, ice elementals making their way onto the Zeppelin as well, like the kind of vanguard.
What's Thundun doing?
She's on the Zeppelin. She's walked up the ramp.
Can she see us?
No.
Ah, she's out of sight. Okay. Eric, this is unhealthy. You need to get out of this relationship. You need to let her go.
Why?
Well, what kind of relationship is it going to be when she's married to someone else? All you're doing is consigning yourself to a life of misery and heartbreak.
Everything you say makes perfect sense. But I shall not. And I try and go up the ramp.
I cast Silence.
Silence? You're going to silence Eric?
You can cast spells as well.
I can cast spells,
the only fucking bastard who cast spells.
Yeah, you're the spell victim.
I create
you're a guinea pig.
A 20-foot radius sphere centered on me and Eric. I hold on to him and I cast silence, so neither of us can speak, make any sound, or cast any spells that require verbal components.
I've got to check my...
Okay, roll me opposing strength checks. Oh, just straight strength checks.
I'm a weakling. 16, actually, which is high for Eric.
I got a 17.
17!
Oh, wow. My days.
You are grappled in silence,
I'm holding Eric in silence, and I'm mouthing to him, it's okay, Eric, it's okay, but there's obviously no sound.
There's no sound.
Okay, well, I can't. I'm just silently screaming. Oh, and I'm going through my spells, awful. And every single one of these little fuckers needs a verbal component.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you need to say something, and you can't speak, and you're at the base of the ramp, and I can say at this point, Glubrick and Ghoul arrive.
Oh, yeah! Azorb! Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, why not?
Have you stopped him? Are you
within 20 feet of them?
I think we're running. We're just running towards them.
We're running, so yeah, I'm like, we need to stop... And then I just stop talking as I get into the area.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to stop right before I get in there. Eric, if you want to go, you have my blessing. Because a wise man once said, we all need a cause, even a lost one.
And I'm just checking the description of the spell silence, and it actually means when you're in the area, you're deafened as well as not being able to speak, so you can't hear any of that.
Yeah, we're all just like looking at you, being like,
it looks good.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what it is.
And the ramp of the Zeppelin lifts, and the Zeppelin starts to take off.
I cast Minor Illusion, which is semantic and material component.
Okay, great. Yeah.
And I take it out of my Component.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
There it is.
Nice.
Okay, so I can create a sound outside the zone of the silence. So I put a sound into the Zeppelin that just says, Thundun, I'm here.
Oh, nice.
That's very good.
So we cut inside the Zeppelin towards Thundun, and she's giving out orders. She's got battle maps in front of her, planning the trip back to Mineros. And she hears the faint whisper on the air. Thundun, I'm here. And frowns. Looks around and she can't see you, and she shakes the thought out of her head and goes back to the battle maps.
Oh, okay. She thinks it's in her head, like she's thinking about him as well.
Henley just wrestling Eric, holding him down as the Zeppelin takes off.
Oh,
and all the fight goes out of Eric as he just watches the Zeppelin leave.
Oh no,
it's okay. Gone, man. Thundon's gone.
Wow.
Henley breaks his concentration and ends the silence spell.
The shits!
Well, she's gone. Again. Gone twice. And why? Because you want to keep me around, because it increases your chances of escaping hell.
That's not the reason.
No, it is the reason. It bloody well is the reason.
No, we wanted what's best for you. You were trying to pursue a life that would have been miserable.
Ah, well, I'm so happy now. I'm the happiest of all the happy boys. And I walk off. I'm just moving away from the group.
Oh, no. Are you walking back towards the castle? Or are you like...
No, I go back towards the castle and realise there's nothing for me there. And I just walk towards an empty space and stand in an empty space.
You're kind of sitting in your all of your like respective grief. Paul runs out through the main door and he's like...
Right, what I miss?
You've upset Eric, Paul. You've really upset him.
You weren't here when he needed you best.
Look, Paul, I think maybe you better go talk to Eric, necromancer to necromancer or something, because he sure as hell doesn't want to talk to any of us right now.
He trots over to Eric in the empty space and he's just like...
Ah, Paul, my young acolyte, who's older than me.
Sure, yeah, how you doing?
You have raised the dead, have you not, Paul?
Oh, yeah, yeah, loads.
What is the deadest thing you've ever raised?
Probably my own heart.
Ah, if only you could raise mine. But it is broken irrevocably. Irrevocably. How does one say that word?
Irrevocably.
We have so much in common.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. Eric, were you trying to go get on the Zeppelin and go back to Layer 3?
Yes.
I have to say, I'm glad you didn't.
Thank you, Paul. You are so much more than a parking attendant.
I don't know why you keep saying that. I've got something to tell you that...
Yes.
You can't tell the others. I actually don't have a wife.
You don't?
No. I'm trying to get to the next layer because I've been contacted by Vel'Sharoon.
Oh, my God.
I cannot tell you how long I have waited to hear that name.
I know if I tell the others, I'm in contact with Velsharoon. A lot of people think he's evil.
Oh,
but yes. He needs help because the lair is in turmoil.
Velsharoon's lair is in turmoil?
Yes.
Why did Velsharoon not answer my calls or prayers?
Oh, well, he actually contacted me.
But I am a loyal servant. I wonder why he didn't contact me.
I assumed he just contacted you first.
We shall keep this secret between ourselves.
Absolutely.
Paul, servitor of Velsharoon.
But I need your help, Eric. That's why I'm glad you've stayed.
In order to return to Velsharoon, is that
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah, and help him secure the lair.
Very well.
Let's be honest, mate. We're not going to get out of hell, are we? But what we can do is make what we have the best it can be.
Whoa. Paul.
you and I,
everyone,
we can go to the eighth lair.
Being a dick to Paul.
I nod sagely.
All right.
Henley comes over.
Oh, is that all right then? You feeling better, Eric?
Yes, we have much.
You outsourced your friendship.
I did.
Basically, now we're just coming
all
in.
All sorted.
We have much to be getting on with.
I'm glad you've seen reason at last. That's good. Well done,
yes.
Paul. You've cheered him right up.
Reason. Who is the next devil that we must find?
I think potentially the next most important priority is helping you deal with your rage. And we're hoping that the Goliaths might be able to help us with that, right?
Yes,
Henry?
Take him back to his own people and see if they can sort him out.
Well, I think I'm fine. You just now and then I go into a bit of a rage and,
yeah,
you know.
No. I think we're onto something here. Outsourcing our problems. This works brilliantly. We'll get a Goliath.
Yeah.
To sort you out. Nice. Paul can sort Eric out. Ghoul, you got any problems? I'll see if I can find a frog or something that can fix it.
I got a wheelbarrow load of problems, Henley.
Tell it to the frog.
I will.
And Eric, I hope you will have come to understand that what I did was for the best.
Yes, let us take a nice long rest while we can and then move on and help Paul get back to his wife.
Excellent.
Can I do an insight on that?
I don't know. It's up to you if you wanted to.
If you would, if you hadn't heard that conversation.
I don't know.
I just, that was more the weighted wife.
Eric is a bad actor.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
No,
Glubrick wouldn't. Yeah, he's picking up the seaweed and me eating it.
Okay, so are we going to have a long rest? Because I can...
Well, do we... Which way is it to the next place? Paul?
Well, you can... Hello, Holdsworth here.
Oh, Paul.
Yes.
You are welcome to stay for as long as you wish. The Lady Sub-Zero Susan extends her hospitality to you for a job well done. You
know,
we should do that.
We are ready to accept the award as well.
Yes.
Award?
Yes.
Yes, I assume there would be an award for our services.
For best people.
Yes.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've got the award already.
May I spend some time in your library?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. And I immediately just head to the library.
Paul follows you to the library.
Come, Paul, young acolyte, older than I.
I turn to Glubrick and I say, Glubrick?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he gave us an award.
I don't think he gave us an award at all.
Well, that's just bullshit! I'm kicking off! Okay. I can't do this
anymore! Well, why don't you just go back into the manor house and see if you can steal something shiny?
Really?
Yeah.
All right! Okay, Gul just runs off.
Runs off, steals something shiny.
Holdsworth, I could do with a rest. I used a lot of spells there. Tell me, this old manor house, it doesn't have a lot of spider webs anywhere, does it? Feeling quite sleepy.
For a little kip.
Yes.
Yes, in the attic on the west wing.
I'll pop up to the attic.
Also, don't forget to pick up your weapons on the way out.
We will.
And deposit the clothes that I gave you.
Oh, we don't get to keep them?
Oh, no, actually, you can keep the clothes. It's just the magical items. I want those back.
Oh. Okay. Well,
I think Ghoul's going to try and fashion the Diamante clog into some kind of sled for the snow.
Nice.
Can I try and do that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, roll me a survival check.
Yeah, let's see. I'm good at survival.
See how good you are at fashioning things.
Okay, that's, 18 plus 8. So
it's a sick little sled, that.
Yeah,
nice.
Cool. Okay. Love it.
Do I get to rest then if I go up to the attic and have a rest?
Yeah, you go up and there's like a ton of spiders. Roll me.
I'm terrified, obviously.
Yeah, roll me a wisdom saving throw.
I did well. That's a 19.
Yeah, you sleep well. You're aware that these are like harmless spiders.
It's just that it all blends in with all the other phobias.
Yeah. But you do hear just like a chorus of just like...
Terrifying.
It's like the Batman.
I think while everyone else just disappears, I think I just stand there as everyone runs away, not really sure what to do, as I don't have a plan, and I just stay and make a snowman.
Aww.
Snowman, an 8-hour snowman.
An 8-hour.
Ooh, excellent.
Wow, it's huge.
Really good one, yeah.
Amazing.
Snowman. It's really big. Yeah, I'm just make a snowman.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, great. Roll me a slight hand check.
21.
21. That's a it's a fucking sick snowman. It's great. It looks quite lifelike. It looks like a snowman giant.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. It's great. Really proud of yourself.
I'm looking around the library.
Yep, Paul's with you in the library.
Can I get any new spells?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that how it works?
Roll me an investigation check.
14.
You can find a level 3 spell.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
And Paul's looking around as well.
Gaseous form, glyph of warding.
Paul finds just a blank scroll. He's like, here you go. Got you a blank scroll.
Oh.
So you can write your spells on it.
You mean a piece of paper?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's better than nothing. Thank you, Paul.
And, Eric, I've got to say, you seem withdrawn into yourself. Of the happy boys, have they upset you, Eric?
The happy boys always think they know what's best. But they have come between me and the woman that I love, and I shall never forgive them for this act.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
It's so sad that he didn't hear that Ghoul was actually on his side.
Yeah.
Eric is very paranoid.
Yeah.
He always thinks the world's against him.
Oh.
Well, Eric, I'm with you, and if you're choosing to help me get to the eighth layer, just let me know what you need.
Yes. Oh, wall of sand. I'll have a look at that. Also, I go to Holdsworth. I'm going to try this, because we have to give back the magic items.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I put the perception mask in my backpack.
Ooh, is this a gift for me?
And I wear the deception mask. And I go up to him and I say, I have returned the perception mask, and now here is your deception mask.
Okay.
So I have advantage on my deception roll to fool him.
Yeah, roll.
That's very good.
That is
very
that's
smart.
Very good. I really want this to work.
Natural 20.
Yeah!
That's great.
Absolutely.
Well deserved.
And you know what? For that natural 20, he just says, thank you, Eric. I appreciate your honesty. You know what? As a gift... Why don't you keep the deception mask?
Well, you're too kind. I couldn't possibly. I couldn't. Really?
Yes.
Well, all right, so if you insist.
And you are all kind of finished with your recovered various activities.
Henley emerges, covered in cobwebs, eyes wild.
Was like not
well rested. Spider crawling in his hair.
Ghoul comes back. He's pulling his clog and it's just full of like goblets and silver spoons and little crystals.
Nice.
Did you get your reward, Ghoul?
Oh, I got more than that, Henley. Look at this haul.
Very
nice. And as you guys head towards the entrance, Lady Sub-Zero Susan comes down the stairs, flanked by her dire wolf.
Sebastian, I have to say, you and your entourage have performed wonderly. Wonderly? Sorry.
You know what? Fuck it, I'm the archdevil. Wonderly.
Wonderly.
Is the new word.
You performed wonderly, and I tell you for which
Ghoul's
why.
Ghoul scribbling it down in his dictionary.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. I would like to thank you for your service. You have held up your end of the bargain.
No, you were right
bargain.
The first time.
Bargain, and I will hold up the end of my bargain. I will have a parley with the other archdevils. I will listen to what they have to say.
Thank you,
Sebastian.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Lady Susan.
Call upon me when you have spoken to the other two archdevils, and I shall respond.
I bow deeply. Bowing.
Excessive
bow.
She looks to Ghoul and is just like, I see you've taken payment.
Well, you know, I was just cleaning up after the party.
you have done me a great wonderly service, and you must take whatever you feel is appropriate.
Oh, well, in that case, and Ghoul just scampers off into the castle again.
And do we still have our sled? Did we leave that? Where did that go?
Yeah, you got the sled outside.
We had that.
Is Eric with us now?
I can come back from the library having just learned Counterspell.
Oh, nice.
Oh, very
Counterspell
good.
Is a very good one.
We need that.
That's a D&D classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We need to whop those wizards before they get us.
Okay, and we board our sled. I lash Glubrick to a sled, put the bit in his mouth, brush him down, groom him a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I just, now everyone's on board, take us into the distance.
Yeah, and I take a whip and I just whip glue.
Oh, that's where we're going. Hang on.
Mush!
So yeah, you guys are heading out into the wilderness.
Yeah, great. And Ghoul's clog is lashed to the back.
Yeah, you're sort of wakeboarding along.
Yeah. He's sitting on top of all his things that he's stolen.
Did we actually find out the direction we have to go in?
Nope.
I circle around. Just shout as we go past Holdsworth. Yep. Which way is it, Holdsworth?
To the east.
Please, thank you, Holdsworth.
Your goodbye pleasure.
And Glubrick, you see the snowman waving.
Yeah. And cute. I think, the snowman waves at me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. So I didn't really take that in. That was just so exciting. I made...
You made life.
Mr. Frost.
He's
What's
a god.
Film?
Oh, yeah.
Jack Frost.
Your magic
I brought
all.
It back to life. I also, while I was there, I just, in the snow, so like a bird's eye view, you'd have to see it, I wrote, Happy Boys were here.
Oh, when you circled back, you wrote nice.
Just so if anyone ever sees it.
Fully giving away the whole ruse.
Yeah, absolutely did it.
So good.
Sub-Zero Susan is like, what a peculiar dog. as you guys go across the kind of horizon of the ice desert.
The tundra.
Absolutely. We cut in and we see through like a window, we see Cutesy McJingle saying, but we had a deal.
Oh, shoot.
I will get the happy boys.
Oh, no.
And then we cut back out to you guys on the tundra.
Uh-oh.
Oopsie.
Get in line, mate.
Yeah, get in line.
You had a deal with Cutesy McJingles, but now you have like a extremely wealthy maniac after
I know.
You.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Add
either that
list.
Or mutant hamsters or...
Something else. But also, we did kill her... Oh, would she care that
she
we killed her husband?
She doesn't know we killed
no,
her husband.
No, it might come out, though.
Did you write it in the snow?
Yeah.
Boys were here.
I made a list of all
and
the people
killed
we killed.
Cutesy McJingles.
And so, yeah, you guys are heading across the tundra towards Ice Titan.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
If you guys are happy to go there.
I am, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Great. So as you travel through the tundra, in the distance, you see some shapes jutting out of the flat plain. As you get closer, you make out that there are four figures in a block of ice.
Oh.
And at the forefront... Well, actually, you see the four figures. Are you going to head towards them?
No, I just keep going past it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we don't have time for that.
Whoa. I pull on the reins.
Okay. Oh, yeah, oh what's up? Nay! No. Woof. What's happening?
Totally fell apart.
Whoa.
Nay.
What's happening?
So you see four figures... frozen in ice. At the front, you see a hulking warrior clad in armor, adorned with intricate designs and having wielding a mighty sword. Beside that figure, frozen in mid-leap, is a woman with sort of long golden hair suspended behind her with daggers raised above her head, ready to attack.
Oh, wow.
Further back, there is what appears to be a mage standing with outstretched hands with arcane energy crackling around him. And he is frozen in the middle of conjuring a spell. And finally, suspended again in midair, is the body of a small worm recoiling in fear.
Ooh.
Whoa.
So they're standing at different points. It's not like they're in a row.
Sort of, yeah, like in a...
Like a D&D party.
Mm. Yeah.
Like a standard layout formation for a group.
Yeah,
like a still image of an Avengers team.
Yeah.
I think we should go and interfere.
I think so too.
So just like melt one and see what happens?
Well, let's just get in the thick of it.
Can we investigate?
Can we investigate?
Yeah,
what's
absolutely.
What does like happened here?
They look like they're in the middle of a fight.
They're all facing the same way.
Fighting something that presumably froze them.
Oh, they're their own little happy boys. Yeah. They're like their own little troop. That's so cute.
How many were there again?
Four of them. You've got a warrior, a sort of rogue, a wizard, and a tiny worm.
What the fuck is this worm all about?
Ghoul just jumps up and tries to... I guess the worm is like in midair.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's just do some investigation rolls and see what we can glean.
Whoever wants to roll me investigation, roll me investigation.
Yeah, I'm going to look at the big warrior one.
17.
You're able to discern that these guys have been frozen in mid-battle, and it looks like they've been frozen by an abominable yeti.
Ooh,
very, very powerful creature.
Ooh. Maybe we, can I see, if I go up to the worm, can I see, like, reflected in its eyes, the reflection of the yeti that's been, like, frozen in reflection?
Oh, wow. The light was frozen. Wow.
The light was frozen.
The light was frozen.
That is some serious detective work.
That's great. I don't think
that's possible, but we are in a magical place. So you see in the worm's kind of like big round Disney eyes, the yeti is like a cold breath that's freezing them.
We should take care. They could still be out here on the loose.
Could I do some sort of history check on their clothing to see whether this is like happened a long time ago?
Okay, great.
It's a three.
Eric, how does Eric feel about Henley rolling for a history check?
I watch him like I'm watching an amateur.
Look at the leather straps on the warrior here. That probably means that he wore clothes.
What else do you deduce, Henley?
Oh, many things. That worm there is frozen in ice.
Well, I see that a yeti was the one that killedeth them.
Very good. Mine is a 20. My rolls are 20.
Wow. Not natural. You remember from a familiar folk story that this band of heroes is called the Merry Fellows.
The Merry Fellows.
Oh, that's so cool.
Happy boys, Merry Fellows.
What do I know of the Merry Fellows? Mm. Are they a good bunch? Are they trying to get through hell?
In life, they were, defenders of the weak. Good, wholesome heroes.
I ended up in hell, though.
We should try to free these people.
You don't know why they're in hell.
What magics do I have that will undo this... freeze.
What do I have?
Are they all in one block or in separate blocks?
Separate blocks.
Okay. What I'm going to do is the thermos that Ghoul had from a previous episode, I'm going to get Glubrick to hold the thermos, like put the worm in the thermos, essentially, and then I'm going to cast heat metal.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So the worm thaws.
In the thermos.
In the thermos.
That's very good.
Can I do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great.
100% I do that for you.
Yeah, Glubrick's going to help me. Okay, great.
Henley's going to walk over to the rogue figure.
Yep.
And he's just going to push her over.
Okay.
Hope that it breaks the ice.
Oh, nice. Okay,
okay, great. Roll me an athletics check.
It's 15.
Yeah, you just push it over and it just splashes in the snow. Just as a block of ice. Henley's having a shock.
I have no fire or anything.
You're literally just like, they're wearing clothes. Just pushes one over.
That's what he's done. They're wearing clothes. And now... she's lying down.
Here's an idea. Why don't we just wake up one, have a chat with them, instead of waking them all up, and then they can all attack us.
All right, yeah.
So we got this worm.
Yeah.
Why don't we just have a little chat with this
worm? It's working. It's thawing.
It's thawing, okay.
And the little worm makes its way out of the ice.
Calm yourselves. We mean you no harm. You are one of the Merry Fellows, are you not?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a merry fellow.
It seems that you and your fellow merry fellows have come to a rather icy end.
Yeah, stupid yeti.
Well, we are the happy boys.
Fear us.
Oh, I don't fear you.
Oh. You don't?
I don't need to fear you.
Why not?
Because I see you are good people.
Oh.
We're not bad people.
I am neutral.
What is your name, worm?
My name is Gorm.
Gorm.
Gorm. Yeah.
What are you doing in hell, little fella?
Oh, hey, big fella.
Oh, yeah.
Well, me and the merry fellas, we've done all the things we could do in life. You know, all good kind of deeds, helping people, saving people. And we decided to come here to hell and take out Asmodeus.
Wow.
Whoa.
Very bold.
That's how good we are.
You then were defeated by Yeti.
An abominable Yeti, though.
Are they really bad?
Yeah, much harder than maybe the ones that you might have faced if you've come across them. I wouldn't know about that.
Well, we would like to help you. I think we can help get the party unfrozen.
Oh, wow.
Gorm, do you have any fire spells?
Yep, loads.
Well, maybe you can take over and thaw the rest with our blessing, so we're still helping.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, great. Do we not have any other spells we can use to thaw them?
I can, yes. Yeah. I can,
okay,
if you ask nicely.
Yeah! Okay, Eric just withholding his spells.
Eric and Gorm, why don't you use your fire spells to melt the others?
What have you got, Gorm?
So, I got Firebolt. I can Firebolt them all.
Firebolt? Mm. What an amateur. I cast Fabricate.
Okay.
And I take all the ice off of their bodies, and I reshape the ice into the words... The happy boys welcome the merry fellows.
That's like you did with the swan, same spell.
Okay, great.
Fabricate is insane. It's really so good.
Eric's getting some good spells going on.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Okay, great. So that happens. They all burst out. And...
Do they think they're mid-fight?
Can I go up to one of them, but I'm not in their charge zone, but I'm standing just next to them and ready to go boo. As soon as they come out.
Yeah, sure.
Just for my own enjoyment.
Okay, and so which one are you going for?
The big old fighter guy.
The one similar to you. Okay, great. Yeah, he comes out of the ice and he just swings his axe down into nothing. And he swings his axe at you.
Should have thought about that. Yeah.
And it hits. He gets a 24.
Oh, shit.
He does 24 damage.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, smashes his axe.
Could be a good ally.
He raises his axe again.
I was kidding!
Gorm just goes,
cease!
And the brute stops in midair and it's just like his axe in midair and he's like breathing hard. And all of the other guys, the rogue and the wizard, are just like panting because they thought they were in mid-fight. Yeah. And they're terrified, but the worm just silences everyone.
There is no need for violence. We are friends. I am Eric Sanguinius, Lord of Lemurs.
You're saying this, you're just speaking to the group.
One of them is lying down.
Yeah.
She wakes up on her back and it just like stabs the ice. And it's just like.
And my name is Ghoul. We mean you no harm.
And the worm is, you kind of get the vibe that the worm is very much the leader of the group.
I'm going to, having just been hit by this, I assume it's like a barbarian, a fighter of some sort.
I just
turn around to them and I'm just like, I'm sorry, that was a misunderstanding. It was supposed to be a joke. Let me help you up.
You're on the ground.
Help me up on the ground.
And he offers you a hand.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And he pulls you to your feet. And it's quite alarming how strong he is and how easily he pulls you to your feet.
What's your name?
My name is Stickstone the Brave.
Stickstone the Brave?
Yes.
I earned
the title from being brave, controlling myself in battle. And winning great victories.
Henley's lying down next to the rogue.
Next to the rogue, great. And she just sort of looks at you and is just like, thank you for getting us out of the ice.
Indeed. Henley Whispers. You've probably heard of me.
Nope.
You're from the past, so I'll give you a pass on that.
And she gets to her feet and she just says, Hilda Sisters.
Hilda Sisters.
Yes.
Henley Whispers. Like what you see, and he starts making snow angels.
Yes, that's a beautiful snow angel. Well done.
I think Henley's into her.
Yeah. Instantly.
Yeah. Any female presence, really.
What happened to your trousers?
I've evolved beyond trousers. I'm a towel man now.
Right. And she very, very coolly, like, spins both daggers and holsters them like Western-style guns
and
flicks her hair.
Henley turns himself over in the snow.
What, and I lay face down?
Yeah.
Thank you all for getting us out of the ice, but we have business to attend to.
Tell us more about your business, wizard. I am Eric Sanguinius. Who be you?
I am Sea Sorcerer Frode.
Sea Sorcerer Frode?
Yes.
Sea Sorcerer.
Sea Sorcerer.
Very good.
To which school of magic do you subscribe?
Sea Sorcery.
Sea sorcery.
Yes.
Interesting. You are a long way from the oceans. Perhaps only the oceans here are frozen.
Mm. Yes, but there is an ocean everywhere if one's mind is open to it.
Ah, I like your thinking,
Frode. Thank you. Oh, this is all very wonderful. Gorm, what should we do next? Well, we can maybe continue on together.
Where were you heading?
We were heading to the portal.
So are we. We are heading to the portal. We are trying to escape from hell.
Oh.
Will you travel onwards with us?
Well, of course, yeah. Eight is better than four.
Excellent. Also, this is Paul. On we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's not one for me, is there? Oh, okay.
Just an empty block of ice.
dead body.
Paul's just like knocking on an empty block of ice. He's hacking away at it. This whole time, he's managed to chip it away. And then you just look over to him and he's like, well, nothing for me then. Better get back on the sled. And
get some rest, Paul. Best to get some rest.
Yeah, tucking myself out with that one.
Yes, go to sleep.
Before the sled starts moving, I move over to our gang, the Happy Boys, and I'm like, guys, I don't want to be dog right now because of the other guy. I think it would undermine.
No, you and this what was his name?
Stickstone the Brave.
Yes, Gluebrick, you and Stickstone shall both pull the sled.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I grab
I don't need your help you can help if you like.
No, I don't need your help. I could do it.
All right.
Gluebrick.
All right.
Okay. All eight. What? How many was there?
There'll be seven people, including Stickstone as
with
well.
With Paul as well.
Yeah.
All eight people get on the sled, and we all look to Gluebrick.
And I try and pull it.
Roll me an athletics check with disadvantage. God.
24.
24.
Absolutely nailed it. That was a disadvantage.
Do you know what? In my head, the DC was 25.
Oh.
Yeah. Because you're trying to pull loads of people. So you do really well. You get it moving.
Yeah.
But it is moving just at a very, very slow pace.
But I'm doing it with like a real smile on my face. Like I'm having a great time, but I'm really
But you're doing really well. Like it is moving. You're pulling everyone on. Yeah, you are pulling everyone on. And Stickstone is just like, do you need any help there?
Yeah, but maybe a bit of help. Yeah, that would be nice.
And he jumps off, claps you on the shoulder, and he's like, a burden shared is a burden halved. Mm-hmm. And he picks up the reins and he walks with you, and you start moving at a quicker pace.
Yeah. Wow. And my brain like explodes. I don't have a clue what that phrase meant. He's like, a burden what? In a heart? In a heart?
Can we sit with our counterparts?
Yeah, great.
Frode and Paul.
Frode is with Eric, Hilda with you, Henley, and Gorm with Ghoul.
And that's how I swam across the sea of barbed chickens.
In which I was running a con in Burnstablay.
I do know Burnstablay, yeah.
Yes, Burnstablay, the sand place.
It's definitely got like tongue tied.
Yeah, he's really, so nervous.
It's really intimidating.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm very impressive.
And she sort of frowns as he's like, okay.
Do you want to see my bow?
Give me a moment.
It's wood.
And she stands up, and as the sleigh is like sliding along, she like walks balanced on the handrails of the runner of the sleigh, and she just walks to the front. And she just whispers something to Stickstone, asking how long they think it'll be. And then she does a little pirouette on the spot, walks back, does a backflip, lands and sits next to you and is just like, sorry about that. What were you saying?
No problem at all. I sleep in a web.
And then we go to Frode and Eric.
So you were able to cast all of those spells without material components?
Yes, I was, yes.
This is extraordinary.
I've also learned how to cast spells without speaking.
Without verbal components at all? Yeah. So just with the somatics?
Yeah, sometimes I just think about spells and they happen.
What's this unheard of?
Yeah, look, watch this. And he closes his eyes and loads of rays of frosts fire out of them.
Oh, wow.
And create swans.
That is very impressive, I must say.
I'm also, reaching out a bit into necromancy as well.
Are you? That's very much my field.
I mean, I've just tried it. First time I tried it, raised four skeletons.
You raised four skeletons on your first attempt?
Yeah.
What's this?
It's not probably not great, is it?
Tell me, and you are amongst friends, have you ever experienced necromancer's droop?
Oh, no. I think there's pills for that.
No, but I don't need them.
Have you? I mean, it happens to the best of us.
What's that? That looks a bit. That's a big eagle.
And then cuts over to Gorm, who was the eagle.
Yeah.
Like shapeshifts back into the worm and lands next to you and whispers something to...
He can wild shape and Gore can't.
Whispers something to Hilda's sisters and is just like...
Oh, just on a quick scouting, the way is clear.
Ah, yes, I can do it. Yes, the way is clear. Now, Gorm, tell me.
Yeah?
You seem to have such power over these people for a worm of such small stature. Now, tell me, how do you command such power?
Oh, well, that's easy. That's called leadership, Gorm.
Leadership?
Yeah, leadership. What? You make decisions that benefit the group and people yes. learn to trust you.
But did anybody ever tell you that you were too small? For leadership?
Oh, yeah, people tried.
Did you kill him? Did you scratch their eyes out?
What? No. With the leadership, the important thing is to have people trust you, not fear you.
Trust you?
Yeah.
But how do you get them to trust you?
You know, trust is filled slowly over time. You can't just do one big thing, you
Isn't
know?
There a shortcut?
No, there's no shortcut to trust, Ghoul. It takes time to cultivate a relationship. If you save a friend in battle, or heal them, or just do something nice for them, they're going to learn to trust you. Remember things about them, their birthdays, their favorite foods, that kind of thing.
Okay, I can remember stuff about stuff.
But it's not just about remembering stuff, it's about why you're doing it.
For power.
No, leadership isn't power, Ghoul. Leadership is the courage to make the decisions that other people can't. The ability to know what your companions are good at and offer instruction, and they trust you, and they trust you without a second thought.
Oh, gosh, Ghoul just puts his head in his hands. Gorm, I have so much to learn.
Yes, you do.
And then he goes to pat you.
Oh, no! Stop! Wait!
What?
I have an infernal curse.
Oh, you see? Now that's a good deed.
Oh, Ghoul just beaming.
Oh, that's so lovely.
And first you guys time he's ever not.
I know, that's the first time he's remembered that. To tell
yeah.
someone.
Oh. Yeah, nice. And you guys are traveling along in your sleigh.
So as we're pulling the sleigh along, I turn to this giant man and I kind of like see his arms, like they're just like, you can see the veins popping out of his muscles. And I'm like, how do you control, you know, that anger thing that we have?
Oh, like a rage.
Yeah, the rage, yeah. Can you turn that on and off?
Oh, yes.
How?
Through discipline. Learning how to use it to protect rather than to harm.
I think that's the thing, because whenever I get anxious or nervous or scared, I just become this beast that just wants to attack the world around me.
Well, what do you think that version of you is trying to do?
Run away.
Run away from what?
Everything, really. My past and the bad things I did. Being abandoned, the fear of hurting someone else. I can keep going.
No, there's
already, a lot of triggers.
That's a lot of weight to carry, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot like this sled, and it's a lot easier to carry it when you've got someone to carry it with. And then he claps you on the shoulder and keeps moving forward.
Aw, these guys. Mm.
They're very wholesome people.
They're
very nice.
So you are heading into the heart of a sort of glacial valley, nestled between these towering peaks. You arrive at what appears to be a sort of large frozen lake. There is a sort of expanse of crystalline ice stretching as far as you can see. And there's no way around the lake. It looks like you're going to have to make it across the lake.
Whoa!
I pull up the sled.
Right, we stop.
Yeah, Gloobrick.
Yeah.
I think if we go across that all as one, it will probably shatter and we'll be sunk.
We need to go across individually, perhaps, or spread ourselves out so we don't put too much weight on
Maybe.
One point. Yes?
Gorm, have you come across this lake before?
No, I haven't. I haven't encountered this lake before.
Oh, right. Yeah, maybe we should be cautious. Yeah,
No. Put your best foot forward. That's what I say.
Why don't you put your best foot forward and we'll follow at a discreet distance.
A discreet distance?
Yes.
All right. Okay, merry fellows. Form up.
And Hilda flips out of the sled. Sticks down, puts his harness down, looks Gloobrick in the eye, and is just like... Watch this. And Gorm turns into a hog.
Ice hog.
Yeah, ice hog. And hops off the sled.
Henley's just sort of running after Hilda going, and the string of the bow is actually made of horse hair. And I had to pluck it from a horse myself.
Just stay back. You might get hurt.
Sure, yeah.
I run over to Henley and was like, but did you tell her you sleep in spiderweb?
I did. It didn't seem to have any effect.
Fuck!
She wasn't into it. How do you talk to women?
I don't know. And we just hug and shiver together.
And the merry fellows step out onto the ice.
Happy boys. We all sort of stand there watching them.
Impressive, aren't they?
They are impressive.
They really know their stuff, these guys. We should take notes.
That wizard can cast spells without even moving his lips.
I know. I don't believe it myself. I think it was a piece of trickery.
Did you see the backflips on that woman?
Did you see how much they listened to that worm?
Yes. And their fighter seemed to be a very confident man.
Also, Paul's there and he's like, I wonder what my counterpart would have been.
An empty block of ice, Paul.
As you see them walking across the ice, you guys feel a kind of rumbling under the ground. And they look around and you see cracks starting to form in the ice. And you can't quite hear what they're saying, but Gorm is like barking orders and they're fanning out into attack positions.
Oh, gosh.
And are you guys watching?
What can we hear over there? The merry fellows. I'm sure they've got it under control.
A huge blue mouth erupts from the ice like a giant centipede. It bursts out of the ice and it pulls them all under the ice.
Oh, my God.
The merry fellows have just been dragged under the ice.
Holy shit!
In one move.
Hilda! I never got a number. Always get the digits.
Have they fallen through the ice?
Yeah, they've been dragged through the ice. You don't know if they're dead. You can't see any dead bodies, but they have been dragged through the ice.
So had we not rescued them, they'd still be alive.
Oh, no.
Yes, frozen in ice. I mean, they went from being beaten by an abominable Yeti to immediately falling through the ice. So maybe
fate had made their choice on them.
I think we take this as a learning experience.
Yeah.
Don't we? And we walk around the lake.
Yes. Can we walk around the lake?
It's like, a huge valley on either side.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
So we've got to go across the lake.
Yeah. Can I roll an investigation on the monster?
Yeah.
See what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. 15.
Okay, yeah. You are able to ascertain that this is a remorhaz.
Oh, remorhaz.
Yeah, it's a very, very sort of centipede-looking ice hunter.
I don't know.
If it killed those very high-level warriors, then I think we're screwed.
Could we ride it? Can we ride it across the lake?
Control it.
What we could do, we could try and lure it up here and hop on its back and somehow steer the thing.
Yes.
Absolutely. We just get a big old rope and put it in its mouth and ride it.
Let's put a grappling hook on the end of a rope, attach the rope to the sled, and then we'll throw the grappling hook and we'll get in the sled and we'll be pulled up by the worm.
Yeah.
Like a giant...
We like fish for it. We get a grappling hook and we drop it in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We attach the hook to our sled. And we put some bait on the end of the hook, and then the thing eats it, and then drags us across through the water. We let go of them on the other side.
And we water ski our way to the other side.
Yeah,
excellent.
This is a brilliant plan. Nothing can go wrong.
We are the happy boys, not the merry fellows who are now in the middle of a worm.
Right, what can we use as bait?
I can cast an illusion.
Yeah.
A seal, perhaps.
Yeah.
A grappling hook. Like a metal
thing. We just need something that's like a hook. A bit of metal off the sled.
Yeah, right? I snap a bit of metal off the sled.
Yeah, and then bend it into a hook shape.
I do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can say you can just be a piece of metal. You're strong enough. Yeah.
Tie it onto our 50 feet of hempen rope.
Which you've got an endless amount of rope.
And then we tie the other end onto the end of the sled. We all get on the sled.
Okay.
And we drop the hook in the water over to Eric.
Cast minor illusion.
Great.
Make a seal.
A seal. Nice. Okay. Yeah. A little seal for the remorhaz to go after. Okay.
Get it making some sound.
What's the saving throw on the intelligence?
16.
For it? 16. So the Remora has a -3 intelligence.
Oh,
and
stupid.
It rolled an 18.
18.
Yeah, so it's 15.
Failed. Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. So the Remora has comes for the bait.
Here it comes.
And its huge, horrible mouth opens and grabs onto the hook.
Whoa, there we go, happy boys.
You can feel the hook pulling. So the Remora has starts to descend and the sled is flying towards a hole in the ice.
Yeah, we didn't think this through. It's going back down.
And then, yeah, and then what I could do is, as it pulls us on, I will, with my axe, cut the rope and we just slide along.
Slingshot.
Oh, yeah, slingshot. Like a slingshot, nice.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm loving the physics of this, yeah. All right? So, the lake is 200 feet across.
Mm.
Okay, someone roll me a D100.
Oh,
God. Okay.
I got it. That is 4.
0-4.
Okay. Yeah.
0-4.
What does that mean?
I think we've gone like 8 yards.
That's
you've
a punishing
8 feet.
Not even 8 feet.
Okay.
Feet. Guys, that was such a good plan, and I really wanted it to work. You're now 8 feet onto the ice.
Oh, God.
And you are now stranded on the middle of this ice lake, and underneath the ice, you feel the tremoring advance of the Remoras.
No!
Thank you for listening to Hell or High Rollers. My name is Dave Hearn, and I am your GM. You know this by now, but Eric Sanguinius was played by the wonderful Adam Megiddo. Ellie Morris was Ghoul. Henry Shields as Henley Whispers. And Chris Leesk as Glubrick Bumbledon. If you're loving the work of the Happy Boys, then get on over to our Patreon page. And if you've been holding off on signing on up to that Patreon, don't you worry, because I get it. You're holding off so you can binge a lot of that delicious content. And we are approaching the end game, people. There is a lot of content on there. You got side campaigns, you got extra, double extra side campaigns. Some of them related to the story, some of them not. There's a lot of extra knowledge about the Happy Boys, Hell or High Rollers universe that you can gain from that Patreon. And while you're there, you can go over to the Discord, chat on our various channels, talk about theories, latest episodes, and join in the community. And when you're there, you can meet legends like Ben Powell, Matthew S. Price, Grim de la Grim, Lucas, Alex Williams-Burke, Chloe Winterbottom, Allison, Fake Spotter, Melissa, and Amelia Stafford. The show is produced by the wonderful Gareth Tempest, and the theme song is by Max Runham. Thanks for listening, and good night!
When you get through 9 layers of hell, you'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong, you know I ain't done nothing wrong. I can feel it in my soul that this ain't where I belong.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.